This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A new documentary, Alabama Bound, follows the lives of three lesbian couples and their struggles for equality. There's a custody battle, another couple's quest to adopt the child they raised, and one woman's fight for LGBT rights in Alabama. The film was inspired by a 2012 art exhibition about lesbian couples in the Deep South, created by artist Carolyn Scherer, who co-directed the documentary. WBHM's Esther Chemekili spoke to Scherer and co-director Laura Embry. Scherer starts by explaining why they chose to follow only lesbian couples.
The reason we are focusing on lesbians is that in the Birmingham area, they've been previously invisible. And partly that may be because of the AIDS crisis and the attention that was placed on what was going on in the 80s in Birmingham.
Do you find that's been the case in other places as well, not just in Birmingham and Alabama, that lesbians have been kind of overshadowed by gay men and gay men's issues?
Yeah, this is Laura. I've lived in other cities, and I think part of why I was attracted to the idea of focusing on lesbian families in the South was we decided to kind of explore the family values of our subjects and wanted to do so in a way that would be accessible and emotionally engaging for people who might not previously have been allies to the community. And frankly, I think in the South particularly, lesbians are less threatening than gay men to a lot of people in the culture.
So as members of the LGBT community mm-hmm. who live in Alabama, what was the most difficult part about making this film?
This is Carolyn, and it's difficult for me to tease out the film from the art exhibit that I did that inspired the film, because I've been working on one or the other continuously since 2011. And the most difficult part was early on, coming out of the closet and becoming public, which my wife and I did as part of presenting that exhibit. That was the hardest part, but that was several years ago. I think the hardest part of making the film was the fact that the story kept changing. You know, we thought we had a wrap, and because of the political situation, particularly in Alabama with Judge Moore, things continued to evolve.
So Roy Moore does play a prominent role in your film due to his role in the fight against marriage equality and LGBT rights in Alabama. And you do mention in the film that he has since been removed from his position as Chief Justice, but now he's the GOP candidate for Senate. What do you think this says about voters in this state?
This is Laura. That's a great question. I think that it says that there are many voters in this state who are party loyal and can't stomach the idea of voting for a Democrat. We have polarized ourselves to where people will vote for a candidate who's not qualified because that's the candidate nominated by their party.
I think also it points to the issue that we have in this state where there's often a blurred line between church and state. That is not the case across the country.
That there is no blurred line between church and state, that it is a definitive, there should be no interaction between
right.
the two.
And mm-hmm. that is not true in Alabama in many cases.
Do you think that will ever change?
I do. I think that churches are changing in Alabama. 10 years ago, there were no churches or few churches that really accepted gay people. Now we see many churches that are advocating for the gay community. So I do think it's going to change.
If Roy Moore were to watch your film, what would you like him to take away from it?
And this is Laura. I think what I would love from Roy Moore is just even a moment of empathy. And I think that's what we were trying to evoke with this film, was empathy with the injustices that our characters face. I think if he were to feel that, he might in some way question the dogma that he ascribes to.
When I'm interviewed and people ask about Judge Moore, that I do sort of shut down. You know, it's very painful to know that even some of my family members voted for him and probably will vote for him again. It's a very difficult situation to know that there are people voting for somebody with such ill feelings towards my community.
There's a scene, the scene when Carrie Searcy, when she sees that the U.S. Supreme Court has sided with Obergefell, which was the case that essentially legalized same-sex marriage in the U.S., I heard someone behind the camera sniffling, maybe crying. Was I just hearing things, or did that actually happen? Who was that?
Cinematographer.
Your cinematographer?
One of the...
Okay.
Yes.
So was he crying,
yes.
or was it... Okay.
He was crying.
It was an emotional day. What were your thoughts on that day? How did you feel on that day?
This is Laura. That's a hard question. I felt relieved that that excursion to the Supreme Court turned out as we thought. I felt happy for the people who we had been following, who we knew would be impacted by that decision, and hopeful. I can't say I feel that way anymore.
So your hope has diminished slightly.
Well, the administration has changed, and the makeup of the Supreme Court has changed, and a lot of judicial nominees have taken the bench. And, you know, so I think in some material ways, the landscape has changed. We have moved backwards. And on that day, at least, it really felt like everything was moving forwards.